Soul Sister Radio.
Wasn't lip service. Jesus was talking to you. Every Soul Sister Friday at 10 a.m., learn how to claim your God-given dominion to follow the Master's example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, and have victory over sin with Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson, spiritual solutions to life's challenges.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is your host, Becky Phillips, for Heart for Worship. I just want to welcome you this morning to the next hour and a half that you're going to share with Maria and all of us four international ambassadors. It's going to be a good show today. I've been speaking with Maria all week long, and we've had a lot of little changes that we've done to bring this show together and just bring it to you so that you can be filled and blessed and excited about it. So today's show is going to be, or today's time with worship, rather, I guess, I'd like to say that, bear with me as I wake up and get my Starbucks in me. We are going to just keep it light. The show today is going to be about God's image and reflection, and so I just picked some songs that we've played before and just really focused on what God has to say about who he is and who we are. So I just want to make sure that you just sit back, enjoy your cup of coffee or your lemon water or whatever it is you have first thing in the morning, cup of tea, and just love on the Lord and let him love on you. I am broadcasting live from Starbucks this morning in Spokane. It's a little, we've had some really crazy lightning and thunderstorms lately, and it's nice and cool this morning before it pops back up into the high 80s and 90s next week. So I just decided to come outside and enjoy the cool mist and breeze and spend my time with the Lord out here. So if you hear background noise, and most of all with you, we just pray, Lord, that you would just bless us today, that you would bless those that are hurting today, that are in need of you, Lord, today, and that you would just let us be reminded to be you to those that have never, ever met you. I just ask that you protect this time and that the hearts would be prepared for what it is you have for them, and that you would just lead us into a time with your Holy Spirit, and that we would grow and go from glory to glory with you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, enjoy the show.
When lose my way and I forget my name, remind me who I am. In the mirror all I see is who I don't want to be, remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace.
Father has lavished upon. Come.
thank you. And I just ask right now that you come into my heart, you clean me up, and that Jesus becomes Lord of my life. Thank you for this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father's words are true. I love those songs. You know, he's the God who conquers giants. He calmed the sea, moved mountains, he brought dead to life. And guess what? He lives in you. And he lives in me. And what does that mean for us? That means that we get to become and go from glory to glory to glory and be overcomers. And so with that, October, it'll be 17 years that I gave my life to Christ. And it's just now after 17 years, I'm really wanting to obey and be obedient and do the things he's calling me to do and be the person he's calling me to be. Sure, I've grown over the last 17 years, but our salvation is up to us to work out. And so he continually works that out in me. And when I accepted Christ, the one thing my pastor told me is to continually pray and ask God to reveal himself to you and to know that you really have truly committed your life to him. And so when I did that, he was faithful in that, and he came to me in a dream. And in that dream, I ate oatmeal with him, and it was such an amazing, amazing experience and dream that I had that I remember I woke up and I sat straight out of my bed and I had tears running down my face, but they were tears of peace and they were tears of joy, and I just knew that something had transpired in that dream that was different than I'd ever experienced, because he told everybody. I could hear people everywhere in the background saying, I want to come in, I want to come in, let me come in. And I remember his hand going up in my dream and saying, no, this is my time with her. And so just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So with that, I just encourage you to really seek God. If you're a new believer, go before him, continually pray day after day to make that he will make himself real to you, that he will manifest himself to you, because he's so faithful to do just that. I want to encourage you this week to remember who you are and that the great I am lives in you. Be blessed. Join us on Facebook. Leave your comments. We enjoy everything that you mentioned to us out there. And stay tuned for Church Reboot. Have a great day.
I was a dead man. Out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole. Just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. And one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated ego will follow you around. And I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone. A voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I put the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize. Any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise, yeah. Wise up, no compromise, and listen to the voice that resides.
As they do for their own personal thread on Facebook. It's even worse when you're around our older generation who really have a hard time understanding how people can form relationships this way. There is wisdom in their thinking, so please don't be rude. Put it away in respect. Yourself, most of all. Thank you for joining us on Soul Sister Enterprise, and please visit us at www.educateetiquette.com.
Hello, Soul Sister List.
Guest host. We have Corrine with Healing Through Prayer. She is here with us. And we also have Marie with the Crisis Consultants. And we also have Becky. Becky, first, let me say, what an amazing show. It really brought in what I needed to share today. Every time, again, well, first let me say welcome to Church Reboot on Soul Sister Radio. I want to thank our sponsors. We have Pato Bantan, who sang that incredible song, Save Your Soul. And we want to thank him for all that he is doing and his sponsorships with us. And it just is humbling, and it's a blessing with all of our sponsors, B&B Builders, Robert. Without you, we wouldn't be able to be as far as we are, and your constant support and generosity is always a blessing. Richard, you are a blessing to us all. Thank you so much for all of your attorney and law support that we get for Four International. Corrine, how are you this morning? Let's start with you.
I'm great. Thanks, Maria. Good morning, everybody. And I really loved the last half hour. It was very inspiring. The music was great. Those are some of my favorite songs, and feel really good this morning. So happy to be here.
Becky, why don't you share? Thank you so much. What inspired you to go ahead and share those songs? Because really, this morning as I got up, every Sunday morning I get up and I think to myself, who am I to think that I can do this? And this morning I was not
judgment, and that's, I do know and am confident in, that is one of my giftings. So I just seek out those songs that will lift up and encourage those listening and give them some hope. And then maybe it'll keep them tuned in to listen to what you have to say and what we have to share, because God has special messages for all those that are listening when their hearts are prepared. So that's mainly the main reason why I just love that music. I love knowing who I am in Christ.
Well, it's exactly what we're going to be talking today about, being the image of Christ, because the Lord is here, and we really need to pay attention to what we are looking at in the mirror. With that being said, Kate with Elevate with Kate is with us. How are you, my dear? Thank you so much for joining us. Would you like to say hello?
Hi, everyone. I apologize. I'm driving, so it's a little on the noisy side. And I've been thinking a lot about what you're talking about that we are created in God's image. And I had, my mentor said something kind of out there and shocking to me. He's a very, he's a doctor in theology. And he said, the Lord spoke to him after like 40 years in ministry and said, Richard, the point is not just to know Jesus, but to become just like Jesus. And that blew my socks off, because I know I'm not there. But that's like the cry of my heart, and I think all of us. We don't want to be what we are now. We want to be everything God created us to be, and it's Jesus. When we look at him, that's everything God has for us, and that blows me away. So I'm really looking forward to our time together this morning.
Well, the first scripture, a whole bunch of other women, and so I'm really excited for this moment. So the first scripture that I want to share is Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brothers and sisters. Again, Marie, it is a pleasure, truly, truly is for you, because we really need to stop, especially now because of the nearness of God. We need to pay attention to what we are looking at in the mirror and how we are caring for that soul in the mirror. So, Marie, I would like for you to open us up all in prayer and go ahead and take it away.
Okay. Father God, we pray that you would just bless us here today, Lord. Pour out your holy power and your spirit upon each one of us, Lord. Most of all, we ask that you save the lost, Lord, and heal the sick and afflicted. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing in our life and all that you're going to do. Just continue to lead, guide, and direct our footsteps in the way you'd have us to go. Thank you for all these things in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Again, it is such a blessing. The reason why we started Church Reboot is because we have people from all over the United States, and we have listeners in Indonesia. Because as you and I have been talking,
When you become a Christian, okay, or and you say, hey, okay, I think I'll follow that guy, and do you really stop to really pay attention to what that really means when you say, I am willing to become more and more Christ-like? So what does that mean to you, being the image of Christ?
Well, you know, I'm learning still what that means to me, because like you and I talked, when you first become a Christian, because your life is so dramatically changed in, you know, in that instant, and you know that, okay, my life is going to be different, there's so much hope and peace and excitement, and then it's just almost like you're dating, you know, and then you kind of settle in and realizing, okay, this is something I have to work at every day, and that scripture that says, you know, we have to work out our salvation with Christ. And we can get lazy, and we can get sidetracked, and we're under attack, plain and simple. We will be under attack because Satan wants to destroy us. My old worship leader from my old church, and I would like to share this if I could, I remember she said to me that when she, you know, in her heart for the lost, when she looks at the world, and she looks at the saved, and she looks at the lost, She says, I look at it so differently now. She says, to me, it's a war from day one. And she said, and it's us against Satan. And Satan hates every single one of us every day, where it says that in Ephesians 6. And then just like it says in Revelation 12, you know, the beast is here to destroy. And so we have to be prepared. And we will be persecuted. Jesus said it all through the New Testament. We will be tried, tested, and persecuted. They hated him, they'll hate us. So we have to consciously be aware of that and know that those things will come, so that we know how to battle and to fight. So that's what it means to me to be in his image. We're him to the world.
When I was going through all the physical pain I had been going through, and Corrine, I was working with you, and really, in order to get through that level of pain and heal something like a shoulder being, you know, out of whack, okay, physically it was out of whack, okay, in order to really do that, Corrine, you say over and over again, and I know that you use the serpent as the same thought as what Satan is, and really you have to
do and embody, that's the real man, the mortal man, that's the dream, the illusion of separation from God. And as we embody the Christ, we turn away from the material and the mortal body, and we claim who we really are. But because we're in this dream state 24/7, it's tough. We go, well, if I'm not this body, who and what am I? But like in my show, this woman, a man, he was the perfect human embodiment of what the Christ is. He was our exemplar. And he was the way shower, and he taught us how to do that. He was always loving, always healing, always choosing the right. And as we do that and follow his example, we will be able to demonstrate what he demonstrated. But it really is at the battle of your beliefs.
When, again, women, and I say this to women, now there are men that do this too, but women, we tend to, our self-reflection doesn't seem to be on. And again, most of the time, I don't really see myself. And I know that a lot of people share this. I don't see myself. And then when I see myself in a picture, I go, whoa, wow. Okay. Scares the holy. Yes. Who was that? Nobody? Okay. This song is really important because a lot of us think that we're overweight. A lot of us think that stop and look to see him first, then we're just faking it till we make it. So I want you to sit back and listen, because it truly is about becoming more and more and more Christ-like, glory to glory.
At me, you may think you see who I'm staring straight back at me. When will my reflection
Becky, like you said, you truly learn to fall in love with yourself, capital Y. And for some of us, that's hard to do since we are our own biggest abusers, really. Somebody only has to tell you you're stupid, fat, and ugly once for me to become stupid, fat, and ugly. Why? Because it went on in my head over and over and over and over. And was it the truth? No, it was far from the truth. So really, as we go forward in history, especially right now, when becoming more and more Christ-like seems to be something that's turning out to be scary in the world right now, being a Christian, as we see going on in the world, that it is an interesting time in history. And I asked Becky, we need to do a history lesson. And Kate, I don't know if you know the answer to this. You may know. When was the last time that they really persecuted Christians? You know, the become more Christ-like. What I've learned is when you do start doing this, there is a light that shines on you that you can't hide from. You become more and more accountable and obedient to the fact that that is what you've chosen in life. You've chosen to reflect. So becoming a person who loves themselves is the hardest thing to do. But Marie, I want you to share something. And I want you to share with the audience a little bit of your testimony on what has changed with you since March of this year to now on watching your reflection from the inside out.
Well, my walk with God has gotten stronger, that's for sure. I struggled with a lot of different things, and it's all because of Him. If we don't have Him, then our life is full of chaos and destruction, and the enemy paints a pretty picture for everybody, you know, and that's how they get sucked into all this stuff. And it's a constant battle between the flesh and the spirit, and we have to remember that. And a lot of people, because they don't read in the Word and get to know what God's instructions for us is. The Bible is a roadmap for our life, and we have to read it and ask Him for discernment and help us in our daily walk. And the main thing is, you know, continue to pray every day. I mean, even if you don't want to pray, do it, you know, because it's important. It's important for our spiritual walk with God, and to help us with our image and our walk with Him.
You know,
you left and right, and want to suck you into this and that, and you know, learning to say no and to set your boundaries, whether it's physical boundaries or spiritual boundaries. And, you know, all of us, because of the things we went through, we've been affected with our boundaries, whether it's been physical or spiritual. And it's just awesome that, you know, when God comes in there and or when we allow Him to come in to our lives and make those boundaries that we need and just serve Him wholeheartedly and, you know, take our eye off the flesh and stay focused on the spirit. It's just amazing.
Amen. Kate, this week you had a difficult time because you were looking at a different reflection, and you, of all the people that I've come in contact with, fall in love, and it's all ooey-gooey, and then you start walking, and it gets really hard, and then, wow, life just happens. And what does it take to fall truly, madly, deeply in love again and elevate yourself out of that?
Well, it's funny because, it's like, kind of like a marriage or a romantic relationship. Like you said, when I first came to the Lord, I'm honestly... the grass was greener, the sky was bluer, everything was so beautiful around me, but then life starts creeping in, and you start taking on the world's opinion. And I'll tell you, the best way to feel good about yourself is to spend time alone with God. And I mean, just sit there and soak it in. Just soak it in, whether it's worship music or just an open dialogue with Him or just asking Him to touch you, because He adores you. He thinks you're perfect, amazing, beautiful. Just you're precious to God. And we keep absorbing the world's opinion. I do the same thing every day. I mean, I lost a job a week ago. And, you know, you just get, oh, those things that people say about me aren't true. I am precious in God's sight. I'm perfect the way I am, and He's going to perfect me even more. And God, that's what God is doing, is He's perfecting us. But He loves us just the way we are. We're not like a fix-it project. We're just this beautiful bride. It's like Esther, when she was chosen by the king. Before she was chosen, she was one of the many women chosen. She had a whole year of preparation, soaking in oil and, you know, just getting more and more beautiful, and God's favor was on her. Well, that's where we're at. God is preparing His bride. That's us. He's making us even more beautiful. And my prayer to God has been, Lord, when I walk in a room, I want people to see Your presence. Even if I'm just in a normal, everyday business situation, I want that light to just shine out of me. That's my desire, that when I walk in a room, it makes a difference in the atmosphere. And I know that's true about every woman on this call, and I hope about most of our listeners. The Bible says that the mindset on the flesh is death, and we don't need that. We need to have our faith just plugging in. And the more you get your eyes on Him, the more you start looking like your daddy. You know, the more you start looking like Jesus. That's mostly what it's been for me.
When I go, the main sponsor of Soul Sister Radio is our Image Makeover Program. And this Image Makeover Program are for overcomers, women who have gone through the fire, that understand what it is to be obedient to God and moment, because you truly have to learn and to love and respect and honor yourself and what you're going through, and all of it really has to do with becoming the image, letting all of that reflection go that we see of ourselves and truly reflect that which is within. So second,
Maria.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. If you're going to read a scripture, I just, as you're sitting there discussing and describing what the ambassadors are, I'm reading the scripture, and it's like verbatim what you're describing as an ambassador, and I was just going to read it if that was all right.
Okay, which one is it?
It's Revelation 12:11.
Go ahead.
They overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, that they did not love their life so much as to shrink from death. And the reason why I thought about that is because, as you're saying, that it's to elevate overcomers. You know, we don't love our life so much to shrink from death. Well, death is anything that is opposite of Christ and who He is in us, which are the lies that come darting out at us from the enemy that tells us we aren't saved. We aren't God's children. We're not chosen. We're not set apart. But God says, no, we overcome because He sent His Son to die for us. And when we plead the blood of Christ over us and our testimony, just like Marie Sheridan and Kate Sheridan and all of us have a testimony of what God has done in our lives, you know, that cost, which then goes back to what we were talking about with obedience.
And again, when you are an ambassador for Christ and you are up against things that you know that are not of God, it's an interesting place to be. And truly, if you've got the Bible there with you, if you can open it up to 2 Corinthians 3:18, do you have that, Becky?
Yeah, I do. Just one second. I just got to flip over to it.
2 Corinthians 3:18, and the next song that we're going to go into, I really, really want you to sit back and listen to this song, and I want you to listen to it as God, Jesus, singing it to you, but I also want you to stop, and I want you to not sing it about somebody else. I want you to stop and sing this song truly, madly, deeply about yourself, so you can learn how to truly fall in love with Christ within, so you have the capacity and the ability to share that love, because you can't share what you don't. If you say that you are becoming more and more Christ-like, then really, don't you want to fall madly, truly, madly, deeply in love with that? in love with yourself, especially when you haven't been in love for a long time. It's one of the things Kate and I were talking about on Friday night, I think it was, Kate. And it's funny because when you get that spark, when you fall in love, it's just the most incredible and feeling that it, in the world, and you fight bad, evil, you fight it with good. What is the scripture? Remember?
Oh, do not be overcome with evil, but overcome, or do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Overcome evil with good. So when you're standing on the mountain, the greatest thing when all the bad is coming at you, and trust me, when you have a client in front of you and all you see is what wants to attack, all you have to do is embody that love. And Kareem, that is what it is, that you're not loving themselves enough to believe that they can take their shoulder and believe that God says, just it, do it, it's healed, just like that, okay? And truly believe it, because you know that that love is within you. And how could a father not tell you the truth? That is falling in love with the image of the Christ within you. Right now, this coming week, restoration again is in store for me and my life. Kareem, you have watched my life for how many years? My mother is coming.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. And I want to say, Rita, welcome to my home. My mother's name is Rita, and I call her mother when she's here. And it's been an amazing journey with her. And again, you don't know what people walk through. And all of us have a story. All of us have a testimony. And as you walk through your testimony and your journey, you learn how to overcome and forgive and put yourself in the shoes of other people. And so Wednesday, go ahead.
Can I just talk something that you were on something that was really near and dear to my heart, and then now we're talking about your mom, and I want to make a quick comment about that. But do you mind if
go back?
Just this thought of that all of us are walking around with this self-hatred and self-loathing, and I'm going to tell you that it is about you, and this will settle into you, and it will touch your consciousness and your thinking. And you're going to start having little revelations and feelings, and that feeling that you've described here about conversations with God, and it merges with you. And these feelings are the prodding. It's God's praise saying, yes, 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 that's the truth. That's who you are. That's how I created you. And you'll start to question the self-doubting talk. And it's like murdering the ego. The more you know of God, the more you know of yourself. So if you have no idea where to start with, know God. Go to the scriptures. See who God and what God is in the New Testament. And know that that is who you really are. If it's God, you're of it. Okay? So just some encouragement there. And with respect to your mom, Maria, I know I've been around long enough now to see that God, we have enough faith in God to know that restoration is coming in this area, and I'm excited for you.
What's really cool is I'm blessed, and now the whole world gets to hear you, who has been one of my soul system mentors for the past many years. However many years it's been now. And again,
right.
Team is so strong, and it's a blessing for Kate to be able to hear you, and Marie to be able to hear you, and Becky, who has known me just as long as you, back and listen, because falling for yourself, falling in love with you, really embodies everything that Kareem was just saying. But right now, more than ever, us coming together, because dissension and mammon and Jezebel and all these crazy things that want to come in to kill, steal, and destroy, they're going to try and do it. So I want to send all the special blessings out there to all of those that we love and care for, and know that we are praying for them at all costs. But to come united as a nation within a nation, and that is what I know we are building here. And along with that, we are going to get, and we are getting, divine favor and power from that Spirit, the Holy Spirit that Christ left for us. And being in Christ, truly being obedient and becoming more and more Christ-like, we're going to be, if you build it, they will come, truly. They are coming. And as each one of us know, every time we go out and we just open our mouths, it starts. So I just really want you to sit back as we close out. And Kate, I would love for you to close us out in prayer. Becky, thank you for your music this morning. Marie, thank you for joining us today. Corrine, God bless you, my soul sister. I love you so much. But Kate, can you close us out in prayer? And then we're going to go right into Fall In For You.
Father, thank you for this beautiful time together.
Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week on Soul Sister Sunday. Listen to the words and just really take it in and fall for yourself.
Example and restore health, demonstrate supply, harmonize relationships, and have victory over sin with Healing Through Prayer with Corrine Walson, spiritual solutions to life's challenges.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
Soul Sister Radio.